And let's turn now in the scriptures to the prophet Joel. It's near the end of the Old Testament. After Ezekiel and Daniel, Hosea, and then it's Joel that comes after that. And we're reading this evening Joel chapter 1, the whole chapter, verses 1 through 20. Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. And beginning in verse 1, these are the inerrant, infallible words of our living God. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, O elders, and listen, all inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days or in your father's days? Tell your sons about it, and let your sons tell their sons, and their sons the next generation, what the gnawing locust has left, the swarming locust has eaten. And what the swarming locust has left, the creeping locust has eaten. And what the creeping locust has left, the stripping locust has eaten. Awake, drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you wine drinkers, on account of the sweet wine that is cut off from your youth, from your mouth, excuse me. For a nation has invaded my land, mighty and without number. Its teeth are the teeth of a lion, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has made my vine a waste, and my fig tree splinters. It has stripped them bare and cast them away. Their branches have become white. Wail like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The field is ruined. The land mourns, for the grain is ruined. The new wine dries up. Fresh oil fails. Be ashamed, O farmers. Wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. The vine dries up, and the fig tree fails. The pomegranate, the palm also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field dry up. Indeed, rejoicing dries up from the sons of men. Gird yourselves with sackcloth. And lament, O priests, wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, for the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Proclaim a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is near. And it will come as destruction from the Almighty. Has not food been cut off before our eyes? Gladness and joy from the house of our God? The seeds shrivel under their clods. The storehouses are desolate. The barns are torn down, for the grain is dried up. How the beasts groan. The herds of cattle wander aimlessly, because there is no pasture for them. Even the flocks of sheep suffer. To you, O Lord, I cry. For fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burned up all the trees of the field. Even the beasts of the field pant for you. For the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. And those are God's words first and foremost to the nation of Judah, the southern kingdom. And it's speaking here of a great judgment by a plague of locusts. Something that we aren't that familiar with, but you can find in the history not only of Judah, as we find it here, but you can find it in recent history in the world, like the 20th century, and various places where there's a plague of locusts that go and destroy a nation. Locusts, if we want to understand what a locust is, they're like grasshoppers. That's what he's describing here. And you can read about locusts that when they're by themselves, they kind of act like grasshoppers. But when they large multitude of them gather together, like in a plague like this, they change physically, and they have a different mentality, like destroying various things, eating and whatnot. But what judgment there is here against Judah, we see because of the people's continuing in their sins against the Lord. They continued in their sins. They didn't turn back to the Lord. And therefore, this comes, the Lord sends a plague of locusts to show them how grievous their sin is against Him. And the locusts completely destroy all crops and delivers the people into an instant famine. And that's why all the wheat and the wine and all these things, they're dried up, they're not there, and you can't then there do what? And during a famine, you can't do what? You can't do the sacrifices of the Old Testament, the ceremonial law, the drink offering and the grain offering. You can't do those because there's no flour, there's no oil, there's no wine. And so verse 8, you should see the famine, and you, Judah, should wail in pain and sorrow. You should be in lamenting, this great lamentation, because of your sins. You should be in sackcloth and mourning over your wickedness and turn to the Lord. And notice verse 13, the grain and drink offerings are withheld. He withholds them from them. Life in the Lord is taken away. Worship is taken away. And the Lord's cheer is gone towards you. And so the call to Judah, and of course the call to us, was to come look to the Lord with lamentations and humble yourselves before Him before the day of the Lord would come, before the day of judgment, the final judgment. This is just a little judgment compared to the final judgment, which is in the future for us. This is just a foretaste of the great and final judgment to come. And so we ought to think upon our sins, examine ourselves, that we would not become like Judah and continue in our sins, but rather that we would rightly turn to the Lord, lest we be cut off from Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we have broken Your commandments. We think of the Ten Commandments. We've broken all of them. We've broken the two greatest commandments, which are a summary of the Ten Commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. We've broken these commandments. We've not always loved you, been faithful to you. We've taken your name in vain. We've not honored you as we ought with our words and with our thoughts and with our actions. We've not honored the Lord's Day, the Sabbath day, as holy and remembered it. But we've celebrated other days as more important than this day. We have worshipped wrongly, with wrong hearts, with idolatrous hearts that go after the things of this world, where for pleasure and for things, and we've been covetousness, we've been filled with covetousness and greed. Father, we're thankful that You have given us these commandments, but we've broken them. We've hated our neighbor, been bitter towards them, and committed murder in our hearts. We've committed adultery by lusting after others and lusting after things more than we would desire You and be satisfied in Your Son. Father, we've not honored our authorities. We've turned against them. We've stolen from You, stolen time, stolen the life that You've given to us, and we've wasted it on worldly cares and things that are not important at all. We've lied, and we've gossiped and slandered others, and of course, as we've already said, coveted against our neighbor. Father, in these things, we've broken Your law. In that way, we are like Judah and like Israel, who constantly sinned against You in thought, word, and deed. But we pray that we would not be like them now, that we would turn to Your Son, turn from our sins and turn to the Lord, to Your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our salvation, that we would have hope in Your Son, that we would not receive judgment because of Your Son alone, for He received the judgment for us. And so we ask that we would believe the gospel, trust the promises of the gospel in Your Son, and submit unto You in all things. We pray that You would continue to sanctify us and cleanse us of our sin, turn us from that remaining sin, and continue turning us to you, away from the sins of this world, and the flesh, and the devil. Father, we're thankful that you're a gracious God. You're a merciful God, and you've preached the gospel to us many times. And thankfully, many, if not all here, have submitted unto you and loved you and believed the gospel unto salvation. Father, we pray for our children and many who are sick today and not able to be with us. Pray that you would strengthen them and grant them your salvation. We pray for the many who have gone out from us, who have spurned you and played the fool, that you would call them back to yourself as you have stripped them from the house of God. You stripped them away from your presence, not giving them the presence of your Spirit, not giving them the fellowship of the body. We pray that that would shame them because they have rebelled against you, as it is your design and excommunication. We pray that you would bring them to a sense of their shame and their missing the means of grace, the word, the sacraments, and prayer as we partake in now in worship. And you would call them to yourself and give them, like we pray, as we see in this passage, as you call Judah, so we ask that you would call these sinners back to yourself, and that they would mourn over their sin and love your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, grant us your favor, your grace. We know you have. You brought us here together. You've given us good health, and we're still living. And you've been merciful to us in your Son, putting upon him what we deserve, death forever, that unmitigated wrath of God. And yet because he was divine, he rose from the dead on the third day and ascended now in the glory. He is king over all, sovereign over all, even our very lives, even our souls. And so, Father, we depend upon you in him. And we ask that you would continue to receive us in him for Christ's sake. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.